To communicate a message, you first have to grab the attention of your audience. This week, a group of 50 women in Point Reyes Station, a community in Northern California, concerned about the potential for war in Iraq, found an unusual way to grab attention for their message. They took off their clothes and lay down in the grass in a formation that spelled out the word peace for any passing airplane or photographer on a ladder to see. Joining me on the line is Donna Sheehan, who organized the event. And Ms. Sheehan, what gave you the idea to do this?
I had a dream that I actually saw bodies in a painting. And in the morning, I translated the need to do something. And it manifested strongly when I went back with the thought of what the Nigerian women did last summer. 600 women peacefully seized control of an oil company. It happened to be Chevron.
But I have to ask you, I mean, I understand the message was clear enough. You can see the word peace spelled out in a photograph, which I've seen. But why naked?
We've had no satisfaction or effect on our previous actions and demonstrations. I'm old enough to have gone through six major wars. I've seen no change. I only see an escalation.
You're 72 years old, right?
Correct.
What was the average age of the women who participated?
The majority of women were, did I say, 20 to 30. Then we had women, there were two other women older than myself, and the most wonderful was any number of women would be called obese.
Was it an unpleasant experience? I gather it was raining the day you did this.
It was. Actually, it was perfect light for a photograph, but we all felt that there was a greater need than our fear of exposing our bodies.
This display, was it seen by a lot of people? Did you have any reports from passing airplanes? If it was raining, I suppose they would have had
no,
to be flying low.
No. Several of the men said they would have, cameras through the bushes, but no. There were only women. We had one wonderful photographer, Art Rogers, and no one else viewed it other than some other women who assisted with removing the clothes as we stripped. We had about 30 seconds to strip in the cold rain, and the squeals and the laughter and the fun that we had, told us all that we were doing the right thing.
Donna Sheehan, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you. It was my pleasure and our pleasure.
Artist Donna Sheehan. You can check out the results of her project at our website, npr.org.